open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think. And it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over. The Browns have won it.
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
How's your football Monday going so far on this beautiful, beautiful Northeast Ohio day? How could it be bad? How could it be bad? And this show will only make it better for you. Frosty Rucker, the new defensive lineman that was the Browns addition, the biggest addition so far in free agency, coming over from the Bengals. Signed at the end of last week. He's going to join us on today's show. We haven't been with you since the middle of last week. We were preempted by NCAA basketball tournaments last Thursday, Friday. So we're happy to be back with you, and we're going to come back strong with, as I said, a conversation with Frosty Rucker. He checks in by phone with us. We'll talk with him about what he's going to bring to this Browns team, what the expectations are of this guy, this veteran player, who is going to jump in as an immediate starter at right end. And I think he's going to make a positive impact. So we'll talk about that. Bernie Kosar is going to be with us. We'll talk about the Frosty signing with him. We'll talk about other Browns topics with him. And, of course, the topic of the day in the NFL, Peyton Manning choosing the Denver Broncos. We'll get into some analysis on that. He picks the Broncos at the end of it all, had Arizona originally in the mix. Miami was talked about. Tennessee, a late entry. San Francisco, a later entry. He picks the Broncos. Very interesting there, and of course a domino effect, because we'll see what happens with Tim Tebow. The Broncos going to have to do something about him. He's likely to wear a different uniform next season once everything is, I guess, settled with Peyton Manning in a Denver Broncos uniform. Questions, you send them to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. This is driven by Liberty Ford, the Ask Vic portion of our show. What about the offense, David asks. This is a do-or-die time for the Browns. They need to make some serious draft picks. Otherwise, they're going to lose a lot of fans. Well, David, I think the offense definitely gets addressed, most definitely in the draft. And I agree, it's a very big draft for the Browns. I think they'd be the people who are running this draft would be the first to tell you how critical it is to the franchise's future. Yes, this has been a defensive-dominated free agency period for them. I have nothing... no problem at all with the additions of a couple of defensive linemen, Jaquan Parker being the other one, and of course re-signing Dimitri Patterson. That's a big deal. And getting the kicker done finally, not done to a long-term deal, but at least he now signs his tender, the franchise tender that was given to Phil Dawson. And that made sense to give him the tender, and great that he has it signed. So at least that one-year commitment is there on his part. Noel via Facebook, just a thought, but we could really use a strong offensive line to block for the quarterback. Just saying, she says. Yeah, the O-line definitely can use as much help as it can get, Noel. And I believe, again, because you're addressing these defensive components in free agency, it gives you the room, the opportunity to do more offensively in the draft. Three picks in the first 37, whether they stay in the slots that as they are now, or if the team trades to add picks, it gives you opportunities to enhance with some good offensive help in those key areas that we talk about over and over again. Wide receiver, offensive line, running back. We'll see where it goes with quarterback. I think more and more it's clear that it's going to be Colt McCoy's show going forward, and that we'll see how that all works out. But this is there are ways to prop him up and ways to make the offense better. And a lot of you have weighed in on that very point, that you, when the whole RG3 conversation came up, you were saying, oh, let's avoid that and let's keep the picks and concentrate on making things better around McCoy. Okay, coming up in a couple of minutes, we have a conversation with Frosty Rucker. newcomer to the Browns, defensive end, joining the team from the Cincinnati Bengals via free agency. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Hey sports fans, Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart with a shopping experience that finally pays you back. Earn Pro Points today for your Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card for Drug Mart cash or free Cleveland Browns merchandise. It's simple, fun, and rewarding. Only at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. You can earn your experiences money just can't buy.
You'll find everything you need.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get too quick to save
them. Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to save them.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Road here, and it's Truck Month at Ganley. Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge. Get auto show rebates right now. They want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Check out the 2012 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with the Bighorn Package. It includes a 5.7-liter Hemi, 20-inch chrome wheels, air conditioning, tilt and cruise, and so much more. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley, Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Get this massive ride listed at 36,660 minus the Ganley discount, $4,000, minus the auto show rebate, $3,000, cash match of $1,000. You pay only $28,660. Truck month and auto show deals now at Ganley, Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last long. Call today for more info at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you. Offer ends March 31st.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Dave DiNatale, our tremendous producer here, plays Free Spring to honor the fact that Frosty Rucker is a Brown. I get it. That's good. That could be a tune that is spun. Does that date me? That could be a tune that's played inside the stadium with each Rucker sack. How about that? That would be nice. Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Hopefully for the Browns' sake, it's played a lot. Driven by Liberty Ford. Today is a Let's Move It Monday, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get in 10,000 steps a day this week and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active. And this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Well, we're very happy to welcome to the show right now one of the newest Browns, Frosty Rucker, signed in free agency as a defensive end, former Cincinnati Bengal. First of all, Frosty, welcome to, I know you're not in Cleveland yet, but welcome to Cleveland.
Hey, man, I'm happy to be there, and I'm happy to be a part of this great thing that's coming up.
Yeah, that's, you know, and that struck me because you talked about this with reporters late last week about the whole notion of your excitement of joining a team and seeing where this is headed. And look, for a lot of Browns fans who are frustrated with, you know, not seeing a team that's been in the playoffs that won only four games last year, this is the refreshing sort of talk they want to hear. And I know it's more than words with you, but tell me what it is that really has motivated you or moved you in the sense that you see something positive going here.
I just seen the immediate energy the coaches and the whole front office had going into free agency and this season coming up. You know, sitting down with a number of those guys and, you know, just talking football and talking, you know, how the personnel is and, you know, telling me about every single person that's on the team and on the roster, how, you know, how they're going to contribute. And this is, you know, this play is going to be designed for him to excel because he has, you know, the ability to do this and that. And, you know, the pieces are getting put together. And why wouldn't I not want to be a part of that? It's a no-brainer.
That's the thing. As you looked at this team and you got an up-close look, obviously being part of the Bengals and going up against the Browns, and particularly last year with this 10th-ranked defense that you were able to watch your offense face, pretty much it's the reason why this team had any chance to win the games that it won and probably should have won more games for various reasons the Browns didn't. But the defense, you know, was doing its job pretty much on a consistent basis. I'm assuming you paid attention to that.
Yeah, I've already went back and watched both games that we played against. And obviously the first one, you know, the Browns had it. Well, we had it, should I say it that way. And if it wasn't for that late touchdown pass, AJ, you know, he had us on the Bengals on our heels. And as for and Paul Brown last year, it was a heck of a game. It came down to the wire. And I watched them both closely after I signed. And it's just a young, aggressive group that is really flying around and wants to make plays. And, you know, a lot of the guys want to make a name for themselves. And the best way to do that is playing together and having one goal, and that's to win the AFC North and go on from there.
You're a bigger guy, carrying about 280 pounds, if I've got that right, something like that.
Yes.
So you bring that with you, but also the skill set that allows you to play that outside position, that end position on a four-man line. And I know, you know, you don't always just end up in the same place all the time, and people do get moved around. But give me a sense of what your whole game and what people can, if we can try to visualize it, the types of things that you can see yourself bringing to this defensive line.
Like I said, I'm adding to an already productive group and a group that's on the rise. So I just wanted to make sure I said that.
Sure.
And the things that carry my game is just being a very disciplined player, being in the right place at the right time when I'm supposed to be there. And, you know, being technical sound and just being smart, playing smart, knowing the down and distances. And, you know, those are things that were harped on in Cincinnati, and I picked them up and brought those into my game, and then I've been able to develop since then. So I'm not saying that they haven't been taught in Cleveland, but, you know, just, you know, an extra push with that, with someone in the locker room, with some of the younger guys would help. And that being said, you know, I'm just really excited to be a part of this. People are going to really be out for see a show this year. You know, all those guys, I'm sure they're out, you know, wherever they are, working hard to get back to spring. And, you know, on the first day of the season, April 16th, I'll be excited to meet all my teammates and begin the path.
And that was the other thing I was going to ask you, is what sort of Browns connections, if any, do you have? Who do you already know on this team, either just from the years of playing against them or just other means of making friends in the NFL?
You know, being a part of this fraternity, I have obviously played versus Joe Thomas a number of years, and I know what type of talent he is. I played college ball with Kaluka Maeva. Me and Chris Gokong were roommates in the All-Star game coming out of college, and met Joe Hayden once. Talked to DeQuil Jackson on the phone, so that was cool. And, you know, I'm a pretty easygoing guy and good teammate, so I don't think it would be hard, you know, for me to fit in with the group. And, again, I'm just excited to be able to be a part of something that is on the rise and is going to take off.
New Browns defensive end Frosty Rucker joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Frosty, when you Talk about this group that you're already, as you said, part of something you just want to build upon. It's a very young group. You instantly, among the starting players, instantly become the senior member because you had two rookies in that group, in Jabal Sheer, the other end, Phil Taylor inside, and then there's Ataba Rubin also at the tackle spot. So when you're a newcomer to a team, yet you have that additional experience as a player in the league, even though it's with another team, can you comfortably take on a leadership role? Can you comfortably and automatically just see yourself trying to impart the knowledge that you have on these younger teammates?
Hey, I'm just, you know, I'm going there just to add to the group and be a positive impact on everyone. I'm not trying to go out there to be a hero or, you know, instantly say we're going to be number one in the league in defense and this and that. That's not what I'm there for. I'm there to help out and be productive and, you know, like, you know, coaches always say, bring someone with you, you know, and I'm just excited.
And it's interesting, you've been in the league since 2006, and really, as the system was designed defensively in Cincinnati, you were more of a rotating component to that line. So playing time was limited, but the idea was to keep guys fresh. It certainly worked. I mean, it's a good system there. So I know you didn't have any complaints about its success or being part of that. But with the Browns, it clearly looks as if you're going to be a guy who's getting more opportunity to play, and I'm assuming that's something that weighed heavily as you considered possibilities as a free agent for a new team.
Correct. Yeah, the opportunity to be on the field more and just play football. You know, that's what everyone wants when they come into this league. If it's no matter if you're a first round pick, the first pick, or you know, a free agent, and however that goes, but people want an opportunity to play, and I've been, you know, chomping at the bits for it. Waiting my turn, you know, being put in different situations and, you know, playing with you know, the package they gave me to play. And now, you know, if, you know, they want to unleash me to get some more downs and, you know, play some full games, I'm totally fine with that, you know, and,
yeah.
And again, I'm excited that my role will be, you know, pushed to the limit and let's go.
The downside, if there is one, to not to rotating is you don't get to really blow up a lot of numbers. And I know you had your most productive year last year with the four sacks, but and that was because I guess also based on getting more time on the field. But the upside is you got some low miles on you, right? Your body physically, you come into this team with a little less wear and tear than maybe the average guy who's been in the leagues playing your position since 2006.
Yeah, correct. And that's the way I look at it. I've played in numerous games, and at the same time, you know, I have had some injuries here and there, which kept me out of a handful of games too. So I didn't, you know, have to go the whole 16 some of those years, you know, when you look back, I wish I could, but, you know, you can't look back and you got to go forward. And now, you know, I know how to take care of my body and I know the ins and outs and the discipline that comes with that, you know, to go throughout a whole length of a season. And I'm just ready to capitalize on that.
And Frosty, I know one of the things also that impressed you was the years of experience on this coaching staff. The chance when you were visiting Berea to sit down with Dick Geron, the defensive coordinator, a former head coach, and Ray Rhodes on this defensive staff, a former head coach, and Dwayne Board, who of course brings the years of as a former player in San Francisco, an outstanding defensive lineman coaching the D-line, his years of experience on top of meeting with Coach Shermer, of course. What you came away from that experience pretty impressed, I guess, with the combined brain power, the guidance, the leadership that's there.
Yeah, I mean, just like you just talked about it, just look across the board and, you know, who's going to be leading this, and it's going to start with them and it's going to trickle down to us. But those guys have all been very successful, and I'm sure Coach Shermer is just, you know, ready to, you know, to be successful just the same, you know, as a head coach. And part of, and I'm just glad that I'll be guided in the right direction.
Who said the... I don't know if it's ever one thing, but sometimes there's the right thing that you hear. Besides seeing the right numbers that you and your agent have to see to agree to a deal, who said the right thing to you? And I know you also spent an hour in a good heart-to-heart, face-to-face with Mike Holmgren as well while you were here. And just give me, was there a moment like that in your time in Berea?
Yeah. I think it had to be with... the D-line coach, Coach Board. Yeah. I think we sat there and he really told me what it is. Every one of them had their chance to say something, and it was all positive. Every conversation was very positive, and, you know, they let me know exactly what was going to take forward and what we're going to start with from day one and how to build on that. But, you know, Coach Board is the one I'm going to be with day in, day out, and, you know, as he goes, I go. And we really sat there and he really walked me through exactly how he teaches his guys and what he wants. And, you know, and we're on the same page. And he wants me to do what I do best as being the type of player I will be in that locker room and on the field and work hard and, you know, bring some of the younger guys with me. Not to say they don't do it now, but just to be another guy that does it and does it well. And I'm just in key with it. You know, we're on the same page with the lot of goals we have.
That's good stuff. No, I always figure there's got to be something like that, and Dwayne Board is going to tell it to you straight. There's no doubt about that. All right, well, we appreciate you taking the time, Frosty, and thank you for that, and look forward to seeing you and the rest of the players when you do get in here in April.
Yeah, me too, likewise. And thanks for having me, and all you got to do is let me know, and I'll be on anytime.
Excellent. He is Frosty Rucker, new defensive end for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreat, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food. Too quick to say to lose.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley Davidson rain gear and licensed t-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of their biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of our powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-300-2545. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of our powerful language learning software, Call 1-800-300-2545. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-300-2545. That's 1-800-300-2545.
Hey Cleveland, it's Will Burge, and it's time for another haircut. Check out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Cuyahoga Falls. Open 7 days a week, even Sundays. Located at the northeast corner of Howe Avenue and Buckholzer Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls. Follow them on Twitter at LJWickedAwesome.
Hi, this is Tom Hamilton at Tribe Spring Training for Bedford Nissan. No one has Nissan Now sales event savings like Bedford Nissan. Up to $4,000 off on a new Rogue, up to $5,000 off on a new Altima, and up to $6,000 off on a new Maxima or Murano. Right now, Nissan has fabulous bonus cash offers, up to $1,000, plus 0% financing available on every model. Now's the time to visit my friends at Bedford Nissan and the Bedford Auto Mile. Bedford Nissan, it's the dealer.
So happy to have you with us on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Vic Carucci with you for this full hour. And this segment, this first part of a discussion with Bernie Kosar, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Dave DiNatale and producer extraordinaire, would you bring up the music, please?
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
Bernie, always a pleasure to have Bernie Kosar with us. Bernie, how was your weekend?
Oh, hectic weekend. Loving March Madness and seeing the state of Ohio go 7-0 and having 25% of the Sweet 16 from our state.
Yeah, I saw your tweets about that. You were all over that stuff. I tried to watch some of that, but the weather was so beautiful that it was really hard for me to stay, you know, pinned to a television inside when it was so beautiful outside. But
so those tip-offs at 9 o'clock at night, it was still that nice.
Yeah, I didn't get that too. Those late tip-offs were interesting as well. Man, that's something.
Yeah, you know, they had games,
maximum TV audience.
They had all those games for TV, and again, not to get sidetracked here, but if the March Madness and the enthusiasm, the excitement, just the fun that it brings doesn't help get us a step closer in football to some version of a playoff, I'm not sure what else is going to tip it over the scale.
Well, Bernie, let's talk some pro football, and let's talk about the Browns. Since we last spoke, Bernie, this team added a couple of defensive linemen, and let's talk about the most prominent of those two, Frosty Rucker, former Bengal. I think it fits just nicely to what this team is doing, attacking the defensive side of the ball, the strength of this football team.
Well, first, it's obviously a real cool name to have as a football player, defensive lineman, Frosty. But to show, and I think the model is becoming really clear, at least for this era of NFL football, of passing the ball, the quarterback, the playmakers on offense. But head and shoulders, far and away, one of the most important things to be an overall good team, and the Giants keep proving it, is the pass rush, the front four, the front seven, the ability to get after the quarterback, the ability to cause havoc within the line of scrimmage and make stops. And adding depth to the defensive line, and me and you have been talking constantly about, how nice the defense has done, how imperative it is, the Jabal Sherrods, the Rubens, the guys last year, how they played. Phil Taylor, exactly. They stayed healthy, though. And odds are in the NFL, for everybody on the D-line to stay healthy year in and year out, it's not really realistic. So to add quality players in the rotation, I think, is a fantastic move.
I mean, what I really like here, too, is he brings that experience, a half dozen years or so in the AFC North, and in particular with the Bengals. So that knowledge has got to be helpful not only to him in dealing with the opposition in the AFC North in those six games that you're going to be playing as a Cleveland Brown, but also the teammates, the younger teammates, who I think can benefit from his experience.
Well, you're exactly right. Teaching younger guys how to stay in the league, how to be productive in the league, how to try to win in the league, I think it's definitely a benefit. But also, too, he was somebody that was productive, helpful towards the Bengals and helping them win games. So to get a guy that's a positive guy making plays on your team, helping out your younger guys, and then taking him away from a division rival, I think it's a double win.
And Bernie, when you make these moves in free agency, and again, people like to judge moves by how much you spend, and the more you spend, it seems the more attractive the player is, and usually it's equated with that frontline guy for several years, that marquee player. So another defensive end signed this week was Mario Williams by the Buffalo Bills. They put up somewhere in the vicinity of like $50 million guaranteed as part of a nearly $100 million contract. And all those numbers are staggering and get people excited. And I know people in Buffalo very well there that whole town was electrified by that signing. But as I look at the comparatives, this is a guy coming off a torn pectoral muscle that shortened his season in 2011. He's a guy that when he is healthy and playing at his best can be very effective, but his production, his sack numbers, so forth, haven't been all that staggering of late. And I'm not trying to make a case that that the signing of a Rucker is a better signing than this, but you don't necessarily assume that the lower keyed signing, as a Rucker is for the Browns, is necessarily a worse signing than the Bills signing a Mario Williams.
Well, there's a fantastic article. I think I saw it on Cleveland.com or in the Plain Dealer or one of the publications talking about history of free agency. And again, history isn't an indicator of future success or failure, but it does give you something to kind of gauge by. And the Albert Hainsworths of the world, those type of things tend to be more the norm in free agency than the Drew Brees and the success stories. So you really have to be careful of trying to win the springtime, early summer PR wars to look good by making splash signings, as I call them, as opposed to making good, solid, fundamental decisions for the success of the fall and winter time. And history has showed that the teams that are most active, the Detroit Lions, over the last 5 to 7 years have been the most active in free agency. Yet I think have won 31% of their games. The teams that have won the most percentage of games tend to be the least active in free agency and do the most in the draft. So again, it's fun to talk about. It's fun to kind of play fantasy football about this time of the year. But to really be successful by signing lots of free agents, like the Redskins have done over time, the Cowboys have done over the last decade, they tend not to pan out.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, the other addition this team made, newcomer, Jaquel Parker, again, another D lineman, maybe can bring some depth to that line. Coming over from Philadelphia, a guy that clearly Tom Heckert, the Browns GM, knows about from his time in Philly. So he's a veteran. He's a little bit of an older player than Rucker is, but I would think you have that experience and you have someone who has been part of pretty good defensive fronts in Philadelphia joining your team. That's not a bad thing.
Well, again, same thing with Frosty, being the ability to be professional, learn how to study film, learn how to practice, learn technique and footwork and handwork to make plays for the younger guys is something I really believe in, that veteran guys are able to bring upon guys and be a good, solid influence within the locker room. And getting that mix of youth with some veteran leadership, especially with all the picks we have. I mean, just because these things have been done doesn't mean you're not going to look at those positions within the draft. So it brings a good mix of veteran and youth to a team that could really use it.
Right. No, no question about that. And another move, significant move by this team, and it's been doing some in-house stuff. We know we can go back to the DeQuell Jackson contract extension, but another move that is along the lines of doing the in-house thing and keeping your own is making sure Dmitri Patterson is tied up. He had been signed to a one-year contract last year, clearly impressed by his contribution to this team, as I think the Browns should have been, because he did play such a key role in that secondary. So now they've tied him up. It makes a statement to me, Bernie, that he's going to be certainly a competitor for that spot opposite Joe Hayden at corner, at the very least. And you would think, too, that he will continue to have a lot of contribution because of all the spread formation you're going to see. You better have, at the minimum, three competent cover people lining up.
Absolutely, and your last statement about the spread offenses, the multiple receiver sets, more times than not, you have more than two cornerbacks on the field in given defenses. So whether Sheldon Brown starts or Dmitri Patterson starts, odds are three of them with Joe Hayden will be on the field trying to make stops. And cornerback in this pass happy league, with some of the rules being offensively positive right now, you kind of need that type of stuff. And he came over last year, he's made plays, and keeping your own, whether it's DeQuell Jackson, Patterson, keeping guys like this to kind of build some consistency is easier said than done in free agency. And I think it's imperative for continuity, and when you're rebuilding, to keep some of the guys like this, to keep some of the core guys that you want to be part of your future, part of your locker room.
When we come back with Bernie Kosar, we're going to talk much more about the big story of the day in the National Football League, Peyton Manning choosing the Denver Broncos as his new destination. We'll have that and much more on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food. Too quick to say goodbye.
The 2012 Cleveland Browns. Commitment, confidence, the promise of a plan paying off.
We are driven. We put pressure on ourselves to do the right things to get this thing turned around and going in the right direction.
We have a lot of evaluations to do, and we're going to get the best players we can.
Team up with the Cleveland Browns. Season tickets on sale now at 440-824-3434 or clevelandbrowns.com.
Get ready, Cleveland, for sounds of cheering, bull horns, and skate cutting through the ice of Quicken Loans Arena. Experience Cleveland's team, Monsters Hockey.
The Monsters are going pink Saturday, March 24th. The Monsters host Toronto at 7:30 for Pink the Rink, presented by Kaiser Permanente. Pink ribbons will don the ice, and the Monsters will be wearing special pink jerseys to be auctioned off during the night.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit LakeErieMonsters.com or 80 Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Your Monsters are presented by Kaiser Permanente.
Announcing more airlines and lower fares for Northeast Ohio. Go to flypittsburgh.com to find out how you can save and just how close Pittsburgh International Airport is. Choose from 12 airlines and fares lower than Cleveland's airport. Sign up for fare alerts. Click Save Fly.
Hi, this is
Will Burge here for the all-new Mentor Nissan, where it's St. Patrick's Day bonus time, and John Ashby is spreading around some green. March 16th through the 19th, you can save even more at Mentor Nissan. For 4 days only, get an additional $500 St. Patrick's Day bonus towards the lease or purchase of any new Nissan. $500 St. Patrick's Day savings, March 16th through the 19th, exclusively at Mentor Nissan or MentorNissan.com, where they sell Nissans for less.
Hi, this is Jabal Sheard, and you're listening to the Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we really appreciate that you've chosen to spend this portion of your Football Monday with us right here on KNR. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Browns fans, experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now, and they're more affordable than ever with tickets starting at $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or you can call 440-824-3434 for more information in this segment, part two of our discussion with Bernie Kosar. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. Back with Bernie Kosar. And, of course, Bernie, the news of the day in the NFL, we talked about it at the top of the show, is Peyton Manning finally making a choice, picking the Denver Broncos. And first of all, your thoughts on just the team selection, given the field of teams that he had to look at.
It's just probably not the most intelligent, funnest thing to say to Browns fans, but me and Elway being friends and having quite a bit of history amongst ourselves, I called to wish him congratulations. He was really wanted this, focused on this. And, you know, I think it goes back to, you know, back in the early days of the quarterback club, when we started this, we got to meet a lot of the past quarterbacks and a lot of the future quarterbacks as we were playing, myself, John Marino, Boomer, Jim Kelly, and that. And some of those relationships, like we had talked about on the show a couple weeks ago, where we've got to meet Archie Manning and his two young sons, who were probably 6 and 10 years old at the time, right, on the beach, Eli and Peyton. And who would have thought that 20 years later, they're the premier quarterbacks of the NFL. And for John, I think part of that relationship going back a few decades definitely helps. And we're seeing that for sure today with NFL free agents. Relationships and appearance definitely help on the recruiting of free agents, almost like it's college recruiting again.
And to think about that matchup, of course, having John Elway there as the overseer of the whole organization is one thing, and I'm sure Peyton Manning derives a lot of confidence from that as a pro, as all the things that he is, but also John Fox and the experience that he brings. This is a team that was in the playoffs last year without a Peyton Manning and with in fact a quarterback that a lot of people felt was their weakness in Tim Tebow. So it's a division that I think provides maybe a path of least resistance to the postseason. I would think all of those were factors in Manning's decision as well.
Well, first, you know, when John was put in charge of the Broncos last year, I think his first thing was to find an experienced defensive head coach that had credibility, experience, and leadership, and he brought in John Fox. And that tandem, you could already see the benefits of that paying off. They were the second pick in the draft just 2 years ago, and you're exactly right. With supposedly their quarterback being a weak link, still won the division, albeit a weak division. And I think that definitely is part of Peyton Manning's decision to go to Denver. The Elway relationship, knowing it's going to be quarterback friendly there, and getting a quarterback's imperative in the league today. So Elway was definitely instrumental in that. But the AFC West is in turmoil. Norv Turner was almost fired this past year. All kinds of turnover with the Raiders. Kansas City is in turmoil and turning over. They actually wanted Peyton Manning, which shows how they feel about Matt Castle. So this is definitely an opportunity easier to make it to the playoffs than, let's say, the AFC East, as we've been talking about, where you have to play Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, the Jets, the front seven of Buffalo.
And Bernie, when you look at Peyton Manning and think of it from, again, the quarterback perspective, which is what you pretty much, you look at almost everything through those eyes, can you... dealing, and I know you didn't quite deal with his physical ailment exactly, the nerve issue in his neck and multiple neck surgeries to correct that, but could you imagine playing with anything in that upper area, shoulders and above, having issues with that and overcoming that? I mean, just as a quarterback, as a guy who's played with his share of pain, how is the management of that, you think, going to work? And again, I know you can't put yourself in his body or totally relate to exactly what he's going through, but you certainly can relate to pain as it applies to trying to throw a football.
I don't think there's any doubt that the pain and his injury and what he had in terms of the possible seriousness of paralysis is definitely something you have to worry about. But I think most quarterbacks deal with the whiplash, the neck issues, the shoulder issues, the shots of pain through the back and the neck and the shoulders. And you really become pretty adept at handling these type of issues so that you're able to kind of make the results, still make the plays, albeit not easy. But I think Peyton Manning is someone that's been able to adjust to the given situations and to the given circumstances to be able to make plays despite the circumstances.
And the next shoe that's going to drop on this, Bernie, of course, is what happens to Tim Tebow, because he's going to be, I don't know if he's going to necessarily be a hot commodity, a lot of questions still about his playing ability, but that iconic thing that he's all about that gets people crazy certainly created a lot of hysteria around Denver, around the country last year. That's still going to be in force somewhere.
Yeah, this is a beautiful thing of the NFL. Just when you think you may have some calmness, there's always something to take its place. And although Denver does have the luxury of just keeping Tim Tebow on the roster to back up and do niche-type packages, Peyton Manning's the type of quarterback. He loves a lot of reps, so the backup isn't going to get a chance to grow too much. I don't think they want to deal with the peripheral distractions that came last year that will come on top of the distractions that will come with just Peyton Manning being there. So I really kind of see John going out there and exploring trades. So, you know, interestingly, the Blaine Gabbert was a top 10 pick for Jacksonville last year. They signed Chad Henning. Jacksonville always was a rumored place, but they seem to have their quarterbacks. The Dolphins have been rumored. So I think they'll at least attempt to probably explore some trade possibilities with Tim Tebow. And that's amazing given the type of season of wins he had last year. But most teams are set on their starting quarterback now. I don't think he's going to be able to just easily be given a starting position with any of the 32 teams in our league.
Right. And the more we talk about this guy and the value he would have to any team, and it starts to me with maybe that selling ability, that if you had him there, that novelty that he would be could generate some sales, ticket sales, and get your merchandise going and get things buzzing about your football team. But I also want to give fans more credit too. I think a lot of people fans have the depth to understand that how much he's helping your football team remains a huge question. So as I look at the Browns, for instance, my first thought is I don't necessarily see that this you could see it creating a lot of buzz and a lot of conversation, but I don't see it as something that is really going to help the football team.
Well, here's the thing, the way I look at it. In terms of a genuine person of genuine character, love for football, work ethic, I really am impressed with him. I mean, I don't think any of us could question any of that. And if you want to run a traditional-based football team and offense, you're going to be hard-pressed to do that with Tim. But if you're open-minded and you're really just trying to get by and win and just make situations, in certain niche situations, in certain given packages, he could be a benefit. I'm not sure right now. They had a miraculous, fantastic year. Don't want to take anything away from that. I'm not sure right now, though, the consensus is that play in and play out, day in and day out, game in and game out, he could consistently have that type of production, though, which kind of evolves then to some of these unique type packages that are just a part of a game as opposed to him being the game.
Right. And these quarterback dominoes falling in place with Matt Flynn, with Seattle now. So that's another, you were talking about teams that you scratch off the list for opportunities for, say, a Tebow. Miami would be there. Jacksonville, I guess, still there. Just putting him in the state of Florida would be another possibility. But as we move forward with all of this, you know, it becomes clearer that if you don't have your quarterback situation settled, you're pretty well looking at, yeah, maybe somebody in the draft, although that is, I think, a longer-term developmental thing as far as, I mean, any rookie is, but I think more so beyond the top two of Andrew Luck and RG3. And then I think after that, it's just a lot of general conversation of your, you know, hoping your the person you have can develop and grow, and that's the case with the Browns with Colt McCoy.
Exactly. And you... Again, it's easy. It's nice to say I picked the quarterback high. We know history has showed that 50% plus quarterbacks picked high have actually been failures by NFL standards in the NFL. So, you know, having a guy who has played, can run a team, can make plays, and again, is he at the Peyton Manning level when Peyton was in his prime? Not. But there's teams that are in definitely worse situations that make making change for change's sake something that you really just don't want to do, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you make a great point there. And he's Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And the common theory is if you stick with McCoy and it blows up, and McCoy just isn't the guy and doesn't, I mean, just it just unravels, and then you would have the presumably bad season that would result from him not delivering for you. You're in a position in 2013, again, as the presumption goes, to draft a Matt Barkley coming out from USC, who opted not to enter this year's draft, that he would be the hot ticket in next year's draft. But that's a lot of presumption, too, Bernie, that A, you know, he's everything next year that a lot of people thought he might be this year, that he's healthy, that I mean, it's just hard for me to wrap my mind around making the assumption that you follow a plan that puts you in position to get a guy that you know, that we're, what, 13 months away from talking about.
Well, and again, to be determined. That is a long way off, and a lot of things have to fall certain ways for things like that to happen. But, again, in the short run of just trying to get better and just trying to be smart to get a good core together so you're not taking chances or gambling with decisions that for the long-term ramifications put you in a hole, make things harder for you to come out of it. You know, for the first 37 picks, some younger guys coming back, some of our own nucleus being retained, you're in a better spot to grow and get better, especially with Pittsburgh having cap issues and getting age, and Baltimore having cap issues and getting older. You know, I kind of like the way the arrows are going right now, and to make a gambling move to jeopardize the way the bars are going, I think would be tough to do right now unless you have really good feel and facts behind it.
Great stuff. Bernie, we will reconvene a little later in the week, and thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you then.
Sounds good.
He is Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback, joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Yeah. auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome access, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480. Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Welcome to Honda's Really Big Sales Event.
I heard you guys have a ton of inventory.
We do. What are you looking for?
Well, I'm in a carpool.
How many passengers do you carry?
We normally have four.
How about the all-new redesigned CR-V? It's the best-selling crossover in America.
I like it. Actually, I forgot about Steve and Julie, so six passengers total.
Well, the Pilot would be a fantastic choice then. It's a 2012 IIHS top safety pick.
It's great, but you know what? I also forgot about Rick and the other Steve, so that makes eight of us.
Multiple Steves. This Odyssey Touring over here holds eight, and it's efficient. That is quite a carpool you have there.
It is a blast. We have sing-alongs.
Ooh, what do you sing? Indulge me.
All right. All around the cobbler's bench, the monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought 'twas all in fun. Pop goes the weasel.
Always a surprise. You know, whatever the opposite of road rage is, you guys have it.
It's called road joy. And yes, we do.
The Really Big Sales Event. Real deals, big inventory. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing on the Pilot and the Odyssey now at your Honda dealer.
Best-selling claim based on Polk U.S. retail registrations. IHS Global Insight Entry CUV segment January 2008 through December 2011. See dealer for financing details.
During the last 25 years or so, alternative sleep products such as memory foam have been growing in popularity among consumers. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. We have always committed ourselves to offering quality products and tremendous value. So while the marketing of these new products was running in high gear, we were busy testing and testing and testing. Because in order for us to offer a new product, it must pass a battery of tests to prove performance. For nearly 10 years, we continued testing numerous memory foam products from around the world in search of the one that would meet our expectation for quality and durability and offer the unique feel of memory foam that some customers prefer. We are pleased to announce that we recently added the Serenity Memory Foam, a premium quality memory foam construction at factory direct prices to provide significant savings. So stop by an Original Mattress near you or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci, for a few more minutes here on this Football Monday edition. Your questions submitted via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You can also leave us voicemails via 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally, 440-824-6138. If you want to hear yourself ask the question or leave a comment, we'll use those as well. And this Ask Vic segment, driven by Liberty Ford, Joe via Facebook. The game is won with elite quarterbacks, period. You either have one and win, or you struggle and lose without one. I'm not going to argue with Joe on that one. You're absolutely right. And the Browns have to figure out what they have, and they don't know. And we don't know if that is Colt McCoy. Some of you might have decided that it's not and never will be. Others might say, and I'm giving you this not as just a thought off the top of my head. We go through a whole lot of questions via social media. I mean, we sift through these. Danielle Lavelli, my assistant, spends hours upon hours looking through these questions, and I look through them and look at them, and there's so many opinions on the quarterback position, and many of them are of the belief that you just build McCoy up versus, you know, just saying that he doesn't have it. And others say he just doesn't have it and get somebody else. So Joe, your point is elite quarterbacks do win for you. And if you don't have one, you don't have one. I think it's fair to say that, you know, let's see what this team looks like. It's still, we're into March, and I'm not declaring everything's figured out, but let's see what this looks like once we get to the season. Scott, love the defense, all about it. But all I have to say is Blackman. And it's going to be, he wants this guy to be, Justin Blackman, of course, the wide receiver of Oklahoma State, to be drafted by the Browns with that fourth pick. And that's a logical enough spot to see him taken. I'm not sure if he's the guy or not, but your cries for Blackman are shared by a lot of others. And we'll see if the Browns brass feels the same way. We want to thank Frosty Rucker for joining us, Bernie Kosar, of course, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.